Señora Presidenta.
Chairperson, High Commissioner, Spain aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union and its member states. The complexity and the scale of the various humanitarian crises that we are grappling with, this epidemic of crises, which the High Commissioner has referred to on several occasions, are of such a size that Spain considers that only a joint, efficient and humane response from all those who are committed to peace and supporting and defending international protection can be viable, be this response from states, international organizations, civil society or others. In Ukraine, in Gaza, or indeed anywhere else, Spain promotes a peace-oriented diplomacy. Our commitment to the protection of international humanitarian law and accountability for failure to comply with it is very firm. Therefore, allow me to extend my gratitude to the UNHCR and its staff and the staff of other humanitarian bodies on the ground for their fundamental work, for their dedication and inspiration. High Commissioner, your opening speech was a relevant and compelling wake-up call. I am afraid, though, that few will feel directly concerned and alluded to through the mediocre leadership that you mentioned, but that is a very regrettable reality. It is equally regrettable that yet again this year we must recognise the sacrifice made by those humanitarian workers, including from UNHCR, who have lost their lives. Let me be clear, the United Nations, its staff and its troops cannot be military targets according to international humanitarian law, and we demand that attacks against them cease. High Commissioner, Chairperson, as you know, Spain is currently the European country to have the second highest number of asylum requests. In the face of this reality, Spanish society has shown a spirit of solidarity. And as you said, the Spanish people, through Spain's work with the UNHCR and our efforts, have been the most important source of private funds for the UNHCR in 2023. The government of Spain, through its Spanish strategy for humanitarian diplomacy, has continued to strengthen its vision, which is comprehensive and based on human rights regarding international protection and mixed migratory flows. We have strengthened our reception system and international protection and humanitarian care. We seek to, through our humanitarian diplomacy, address the root causes of conflicts and to provide comprehensive attention for mixed migratory flows. We are proud to have facilitated consensus for the adoption of the historic European Pact on Migration and Asylum, a step forward that strengthens our capacity to manage mixed migratory flows in a supportive and effective way, always ensuring the protection of human rights, including for stateless persons. We welcome the invaluable work of the Special Representative for Internally Displaced Persons and the new strategy presented by UNHCR, and we also are ensuring that we make sure that refugees in Spain are self-sufficient and we provide inclusion measures that ensure that they can contribute economically and socially in an ever more flexible and long-term way to their host communities. Spain also supports the focus on routes that the High Commissioner mentioned, because we know from our own experience that managing flows of people, migrants or refugees at the border does not provide for a lasting response. Spain also calls for a gender perspective in the area of international protection in order to address the specific needs of women, needs which are often very closely linked to the reason behind their persecution because they are women. Spain's government has decided that a significant part of the new reception facilities that we will open will be for women only, women with minors and women who have been victim of gender-based violence or human trafficking. We would also like to highlight that along with other partners, we are promoting the digital connectivity of refugees with a particular emphasis on inclusion and access to education for refugee and forcibly displaced children. In addition to important financial contribution, Spain has also provided support to the GIGA initiative through its technological centre in Barcelona and through the joint efforts of our national, regional and local level governments, and also through cooperation with the ITU, the UNICEF and the UNHCR. we believe that all of the UN agencies, including UNHCR, must continue to foster a more inclusive environment for all, and we approve in that respect the first strategic framework of UNHCR for diversity, equity and inclusion. Allow me to conclude by saying that our goal is to continue strengthening our reception system for including refugees in our country, and also to ensure they can rebuild their lives. And at the international level, we will remain committed to the first country of reception and with UNHCR, and we will remain committed to international protection for leaving nobody behind. Thank you.